This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for January the 2nd. Today's Bible verse is from the book of James, chapter 1, verse 21. It says there, "So get rid of all the filth and evil in your lives and humbly accept the word of God has planted in your hearts, for it has the power to save your souls." End of quote. The word of God has the power to save souls forever. We have two choices. These are those two choices. Listen, either keep all the filth and evil in our hearts and live a bitter, unhappy life, and finally end up in a horrible place where there is no trace of the goodness or the presence of the loving God. Or humbly accept the word of God which was presented and planted in your hearts. When we accept the word of God as it is given to us by reading the Bible, listening to the Bible teaching, preaching, or insights like today's insight, it has the power to save your souls. The word of God has the supernatural power to save, change, and transform you and me. It will make a brand new person out of you, a clean and honorable vessel. All the filths of the past are gone fully and completely. God's brush will take away all the filth and evil away, and we become clean and white by its power. Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 22, it says, "For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God." End of quote. Then the very next verse compares the eternal and everlasting word of God with the people. It says, "All people are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word that was preached to you." End of quote. Recently, last year, we lost one of our dear family members. We lost her here on this earth, but she is in the presence of the Lord Jesus at the moment of her death, because she was a born-again believer in Christ Jesus. The pictures flashed on the screen on that day reminded how beautiful she was in her 20s, and now for the last 2 years she suffered a lot, and her beauty faded away. You see, the Bible says all people are like grass, and all their glory and beauty are like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fail eventually. But in contrast, the word of God endures forever. Why? Because God is eternal and everlasting, and his words in the Bible are also eternal and everlasting. My beloved, have you been saved by the word of God as of yet? Our today's daily insights say, "For it has the power to save your souls." It is through the living and enduring word of God that we have the opportunity to born again into God's family, in God's household. You see, you and I are born into our parents' household. However, that means only we are born earthwise. Jesus said to Nicodemus that you must be born again. Jesus said to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Jesus said, "You must be born again to see and enjoy heaven after your death or at the time of rapture." Why did Jesus say "truly, truly" two times? This means there is no other way to go and live in heaven with God once you finished your days here on this planet Earth. You must be born again. The word of God, the Bible and its verses, has the power to save your souls eternally. And you must be born again by the eternal and everlasting word of God. When you hear the word of God, the Holy Spirit of God convicts your heart and tell you this: "Yes, what you heard, my friend, is true." Come to Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world now. Jesus came to this earth from heaven to die in your place for all of your sins and shortcomings. He paid for all of your sins on the cross by his blood. He was buried and rose again from the dead for your sake. The Spirit of God invites you to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior now. Wonderful and amazing. All the filth and evil and all the bad things will be gone because he humbly accepted the eternal word of God presented and planted in your hearts. Got a moment for today's prayer? Your soul will be saved eternally. you will become a child of God and born again into God's household by a small prayer with me now. Now let me tell you this, if you are a follower of Christ, then let the Word of God transform you. It has the power to transform you into the image of Jesus Christ. It has the power to change you to become, it has the power to change you and transform you to become all God wants you to be. Be a man and woman of one book, the book originated from heaven by God Himself, the scripture called the Bible. Pray with me now. Father in heaven, I accept your eternal word of God today in my heart. I understand it has the power to save my soul and transform me to look like your Son and the Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, I believe Jesus died and rose again for my sins. Please save me and guide me every day with your wonder-working word of God and its power. I thank you for saving me. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.